This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ambulances rushed to the scene of an Israeli airstrike that targeted a senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut's southern suburbs late on Tuesday in what the Israeli military said was retaliation for a cross-border rocket attack 3 days before that killed 12 children and teenagers. A loud blast was heard and a plume of smoke could be seen rising above the southern suburbs, a stronghold of the Iran-backed Lebanese armed group Hezbollah, a witness said. Criticism of Venezuela's president Nicolas Maduro is mounting after electoral authorities declared him the victor in a presidential election the opposition claims to have won by a landslide. VOA's Scott Walterman has more.
Thousands of ardent opposition supporters gathered on Tuesday outside the United Nations offices in the capital, Caracas, to celebrate what they say was an electoral victory by opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez. Maduro's allies, meanwhile, appeared on national television to accuse opposition leaders of being fascists. The opposition says it has more than 84% of Sunday's voter precinct tally sheets, and they show Gonzalez won by more than double Maduro's votes. The opposition is urging its supporters to remain calm and gather peacefully. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Anti-government activists across Venezuela are topping giant statues of Hugo Chavez to express their anger over the alleged stealing of elections by the late president's hand-picked successor, Nicolas Maduro. A video shows one such monument being torn down, then dragged by motorcycles across a plaza before being set on fire.